like the fact, not like the fact, but how, you know, how do you approach the fact that right now you're working with the second team, not the first team?
It's a learning curve. I've been thrown into a different position, time will tell what the coaches think or who they think should play. But right now, it's just me trying to learn and do the best I can to help this team out.
In some ways, do you think it's good to have to earn it?
Definitely. You don't want anything given to you. That's how you earn the respect. You have to put in the work to get what you want.
We've heard plenty of rookies come through here who will admit, my head is swimming after so much NFL. Is your head swimming at all?
Yes, Ben. You get lost in these playbooks that they have. Just trying to learn all that stuff and put it to use on the field. It can be hard at first, but once you get that knowledge and you know what you're doing, it all becomes easier.
And just talk about working with guys like Paul Kruger, Jamal Sherry. How much are you learning from guys like that?
I'm learning a lot from those guys. Those guys have been around. They've been doing it for years. Paul especially, he just won a Super Bowl. He's off that, and he has a lot to share with all the rookies, not just me. We have other guys that are learning from these guys as well.
Have you worked against, working with the twos, I don't know, but have you worked enough against Joe Thomas to be able to tell why he always goes to the Pro Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I've went against him a couple of times, and he's a great player. Even watching him on film. Don't make mistakes. He's always on his assignment. Solid player.
Are you looking forward to getting into a training camp and getting tons of reps against a guy like that?
Definitely ready.
What is it about you playing outside linebacker that sort of is feeling natural to you in the transition?
I think I do a great job moving to space right now, dropping in coverage. At the beginning, I thought that would be an area of concern, but adjusting to it quickly and just ready to play.
You thought about all the picks you're going to get yet?
Oh, yeah.
did Jason have a good old laugh with you yesterday when you smacked that ball down?
Oh, no. They don't like that. So you make them mad. You don't get a laugh for that.
You almost got your hands on another one, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel as comfortable dropping back and making plays that way as you do going forward?
Definitely. It's getting there. And with a little bit more work, I think I'll be ready.
You had the one with Hoyer today.
You
batted a Hoyer pass, right?
Right.
It got picked off. What's the key to making those plays? What's going through your mind and leading up to?
Just vision on the quarterback, just watching his eyes. He's getting ready to release the ball and just time it up perfectly.
Obviously, you want to do well as a rookie, but how does that come across in your own mind? I mean, like, I want to maybe go to the Pro Bowl. I want to be regarded as one of the top five rookies. How do you think of yourself wanting to do well?
Like I said, it all starts in the meeting room, out here at practice. You don't get the success of on the back end without putting the work in on the front end. So I know that, and that's what I have to do.
Are you fairly convinced that you will have a real productive first year?
We'll see. We'll see.
Have you had a knack for batting down passes before?
It's always been something that we focus on at LSU, getting your hands up on those quick drops. And knocking the balls down, so I guess, yeah.
Were you a shot blocker on the basketball court?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like this is a better position for you in some ways than DE?
Only time will tell. I think I'm adjusting to it quickly, and like I said, I'm just ready to play it.